You give Rick and Joey toys, we have to play with them.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
Welcome to the final episode of the Tech Ed 2013.
It's 2013.
Countdown show. Countdown shows.
This is the final episode. Yes. That's it. We're done.
Right. But we're here in New Orleans, but we're really doing this for Madrid.
Madrid.
Europe. Tech Ed Europe.
Just Real Madrid or
just Real
Madrid.
For the football team.
Oh, okay.
Football team.
Sorry, my bad.
Not soccer
football.
Team. Football
okay.
team.
My bad. TechEd Europe 2013, T-minus 1 week. One week to go, which is the 25th through the 28th of June. Make sure you've got registration, everything taken care of, all sorted. You get your pre-cons.
Yes.
The pre-cons here at TechEd North America.
Wildly popular.
And they were packed.
Yes,
they were packed. Popular. Absolutely.
Travel documentation, mine's all online, my flights are booked, my hotel's booked. I just need to literally take my suitcase, put it inside the washing machine, wash it, take the suitcase out, and get ready to go.
You must have a really strong suitcase.
I don't even bother with trying to take the clothes out of it. I just put the suitcase in as it is. But hey.
That explains a lot of things.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about, being the final episode and the lead up to TechEd Europe. And, you know, where do you want to start? Like, how about some cool things that we've experienced here that are going to be even better over there?
Actually, I want to take it from this perspective. I want to take it from the perspective of what are the benefits to actually coming to an in-person event versus being able to, because with the tech eds, the sessions are recorded, right? So you get an opportunity to see all the sessions. So what are those benefits? What are the things that you get when you're actually here versus watching from home?
Okay, good point. Do you want me to start? I've got one right away.
All right, let's hear it.
The first thing I would say is going to be the ability to connect and develop your professional network.
Networking.
Some of the best connections you can make are the ones of like-minded individuals at a conference, as an example. Mm-hmm. They are in the same room, same interest as you. To be able to go over and to ask them questions. Developing your professional network is one of the strongest tools to be successful in your career in IT, and you cannot do that unless you are in place talking to someone inside the same room. So for me, professional networking would be number one on my list.
Yeah, and the great thing about the professional networking aspect of things is you never really know when you're going to run into that person again.
Yeah.
I mean, you think, oh, I just met some guy at a conference, so on and so forth. The next thing you know, you might be in for a job interview. You may have an opportunity to kind of extend your career. Or you may run into, this is what I love, having that social engagement, talking about problems.
Yeah.
So somebody may have already done that upgrade and that migration plan, that technology migration that you're looking at doing today. Mm-hmm. And they can be, oh yeah, when you do it, make sure you don't do X, Y, or Z, or hey, do this step first. I know maybe in all of the, not necessarily the technical documentation, but you read the blog post and says, yep. Oh, I did this. You can get a lot of very, very valuable information by doing that.
Do you have one besides networking that you'd like to add?
Well, for me, I actually really enjoy the keynote, that being in that big room. Parentheses, keynotes. Plural.
There is so much information going on. There are two.
That's four. That's one.
Put up one. You put up one.
No, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah, that works.
Two keynotes.
That's the thing for me, because the buzz and the excitement in the room, particularly here in New Orleans, it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Brad did come out in an Aston Martin, okay? And that was kind of cool to see in person. But to be there, and this is an amazing time for us, Microsoft as a company, and for our customers as well, because we're announcing a lot of technologies. You're going to see a lot of things, even in Europe. You'll see some things in Europe that we may not have seen here.
And we still can't talk about what they are.
I don't even know what they are.
Let's just move on.
Okay. I'm making you uncomfortable.
We can't talk about it, so we'll just have to
wait. You're supposed to bridge.
And I'm trying to bridge. So
you
next
deflected
thing,
instead of bridging.
Deflected instead of bridge. Another thing exclusive to being on site at the venue would be the Tech Expo. The Tech Expo.
This.
We're here. This is the Tech Expo behind us. You can see a little bit behind us there. if we got really creative, we could do like a 360 with the camera, but it's going to take too long to set up, so don't worry about that. But the Tech Expo exists in Europe as well. To be able to go off and to meet partners and meet solution providers and meet authors and meet other people that are there that have stuff to be able to augment the experience of the Microsoft stack with their own stuff or enhance it or coexist with it.
Now you are a fan, a huge fan of these cluster in a box scenarios.
Yes.
At this conference, and I think you're the one person who I know who knows everything about cluster in a box is you. Mm-hmm. And we were just randomly walking through the Tech Expo yesterday, and you literally stopped dead, and you're like, what is this?
A cluster in a box. So I actually met another company that actually has now come out with the thing. And talking with them, believe it or not, there is more interest currently with the cluster in the box technology. That's a single piece of tin, like a 2U rack or a 4U rack of processing power, compute power, networking power, and storage power, all in one as a cluster. There's more interest in that currently in Europe, more awareness. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get your hands dirty and touch and see and feel these individual cluster in boxes, Europe is the place to go, and you'll see it at the Tech Expo. A
couple other things that I love, and one of the, and there you see the great shot of the Tech Expo.
Nice panning
shot
of the Tech Expo.
Well done. Well done, producer. So a couple of other things, the certification.
Yep.
And it's not just the exams. I mean, yes, love being able to get that discount, taking the exams on site, mm-hmm. but it's that certification prep. Because there's, I don't test well.
The study halls, right?
Yeah, the study halls.
Yeah.
I don't test well, right? So for me to be able to sit down, go over some of these, and take some of these sample tests, just to validate all that knowledge,
yep.
I kind of tend to stress out about some of these things. That right there, and being able to do it all in one single place. There was a challenge I saw on Twitter. There were a couple of people that actually had an exam challenge, and they took like 7 exams over the course of a day.
That's just mind-blowing.
To see who would pass. So you could gather your friends and take some exams and do an exam challenge of your own.
Mind-blowing.
Now, unique to Europe, for me, I'm looking forward to just heading to Madrid and checking
yes.
things out. But actually, the attendee party is another highlight. And this attendee party, we've talked about it, country drinks.
Yeah, it's a unique concept. Every different representative country that has attendees that are there of a certain size mm-hmm. Will actually have little venues and areas in venues that are designated as their area, and you can basically go from place to place to place to place to place mm-hmm. To go off and visit them.
So come visit Denmark.
That's
very
cool.
Visit Denmark.
And something we actually started last year and are going to be continuing this year in Europe is the ASCII Experts.
Yeah,
because last year was the first time we did it, and it was funny. I was there with actually some of the guys from Cluster in a Box from the product team, and whenever they were being asked questions, they would actually go and divert questions over to me because I was answering questions about server stuff. And so you can go there, grab a cocktail, come on in, sit down, informal chit-chat about stuff, and you can talk to the speakers, to the experts, to MVPs, MCTs that happen to be there, all grouped around different areas of expertise. Like, these are the server tables, these are the client tables, these are the management tables, that sort of stuff. And you can just start asking questions in a much more informal
place. The one thing I love about... I love a lot of things, I've noticed.
You're very passionate.
I'm very, very, very,
very passionate
very
guy.
Very passionate about tech ed. The Ask the Experts event... A lot of times the questions are not always answered by the Microsoft person sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Or even better, an individual conversation will actually spin up and you start seeing this whole engagement. Well, no, we don't want to do it this way because then you could potentially run into these problems. Oh, we don't want to do this. And the product group guy can essentially just, he'll
sit back
and listen as attendees, as IT pros and developers,
yeah.
actually work out the things right there. It's actually a really kind of cool thing to do. And you never know when those Microsoft guys are taking the feedback that they're hearing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You can also interact with our events team. If you are looking for something from Tech Ed, from the Tech Ed events team, they're going to be there. They're going to be there inside of Ask the Experts as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there all week, so you'll be able to
good point.
To talk to them.
And even if you are, even if you're not on site, we're trying to focus on stuff that is unique to when you are on site. If you're not on site, or if you are and you have a question, you can always use the Twitter handle that they follow, which is TechEd_Europe, is the specific Tech Ed handle. And then they use also the hashtag of TEE2013. For the search category that they follow as well on the online side of things.
All right. So, Tech Ed Europe, Madrid, Spain, June 25th to the 28th. Dude, we've done like so many.
There's one more. We got someone throwing balls.
They're beach balls. They're telling us it's time to. What do you got?
Hands-on labs, instructor-led labs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
On-site only. Got to be able to go. Amazing hands-on experience. You basically can decompress, learning some stuff from the breakout sessions, and then go back and play in a sandbox of the environment inside the hands-on labs, and have free time inside there. Sorry, I want to fit that one in.
Oh, you're all good.
It's good.
You're all good. We've done a bunch of these.
Yeah.
It's been great being with you. That's it. We will see you guys in Europe. Ciao.